from ABC Sports. I'm Joey Waller. During his conference call today with commissioners of a dozen major U.S. pro sports leagues, President Trump reportedly saying he thinks the NFL season will start on time in September. That, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter and Adrian Wojnarowski. Earlier, a White House spokesperson saying Mr. Trump thanked those executives for their teams and athletes doing community service helping fight COVID-19. That Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame naming its new Big Three inductees today, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett. Bryant's widow, Vanessa, reacting on ESPN.
Every accomplishment that he had as an athlete was a stepping stone to be here. So we're incredibly proud of him.
Also named to the Hall in Springfield, Mass., Rudy Tomjanovich, Eddie Sutton, Tamika Catchings, Kim Mulkey, Barbara Stevens, and Patrick Bauman. This is ABC Sports.
A little story about Boost Mobile. Davis, I am feeling pain.
What, your dog die? Your girlfriend left you?
No, the pain I'm feeling is having an old smartphone.
Mm-hmm. That's why I switched to Boost Mobile and got four free phones for $25 per line.
Well, I didn't. Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Yeah, Samsung Galaxies for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Come.
Among those named to the Basketball Hall today, ex-Celtics and T-Wolves great Kevin Garnett.
That was big for me, though. I felt like, you know, to have a brand and to be able to be calling yourself the best, you had to work like it. You had to practice like it. If I was asking players to dive on the floor or be able to do things that normally they wouldn't necessarily do, they had to see it. So, you know, I took my craft very seriously.
That from ESPN. Justin Verlander and his wife, Kate Upton, releasing a video today announcing they're donating the Astro Aces' weekly baseball paycheck during the pandemic shutout to those adversely affected by coronavirus.
There's so many people that are in need, whether it's those that are on the front lines battling this disease head on, or someone who's at home and has lost their job and needs to provide basic necessities such as food and water. So we have decided to donate that paycheck.
Retired Astros catcher Evan Gattis admits Houston cheated baseball at its fans with its 2017 sign stealing. Gattis speaking on The Athletic's 755 Is Real podcast. The NFL's chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, telling NFL Network no team sports league should play again as long as anyone still tests positive for COVID-19 and those in contact with them need a quarantine. An ugliness during yesterday's NHL video chat for fans held by the Rangers' African-American prospect Keandre Miller. Comments section overrun with repeated use of a racial slur. Joey Wong, ABC Sports.